Bristol-Myers, makers of Ipana for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair, present Correction, Please, with Jerry Sears Orchestra and starring J.C. Flippin. And here's your Correction, Please host, star of stage and radio with wit and good humor, who hands out Mazuma, J.C. Flippin.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hiya, Fred.
Well, hello, Jay. Well, what's the matter with you anyway? Why so downcast?
I had a date with a beautiful girl last night. We had a spat. She left me and went home.
You know, the trouble with you, Jay, is you just haven't got any savoir-faire.
I haven't got what?
Savoir-faire.
I'm lucky if I have subway fare.
I'm inclined to think that you're a little bit cheap.
Oh, now, don't be silly.
Well, it's just a disgrace the way you make me save all those cereal tops.
But, Fred, don't you know that for only 12,000 crunchy, munchy box tops, I can get myself a new pencil with my name on it?
Yeah, but, Jay, you could get a pencil like that for exactly 5 cents.
This is a fine time to tell me after I've eaten 11,500 boxes of crunchy munchies. So, but wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Let's play Correction, Please. From our studio audience, we've selected 5 persons. Each has been given $10 with the compliments of Ipana and Vitalis. During the game, they'll have a chance to double and triple that 10 whenever they get the bid on a set of statements. Later on, they have a chance on the big bonus prize of $100 in war bonds. And our contestants for tonight are a corporal in the Army from the Bronx, New York, a Navy signalman third class from Ohio, a lovely little civilian lady from Chestertown, Maryland, an airborne paratrooper from way down yonder in New Orleans, and a captain in the Pan American World Airways whose home is Prince Rupert, British Columbia. Well, here we go. Our first set of statements is on the subject baby animals. Now, for example, a baby deer is a fawn, a baby cow is a calf, and so on. Get the idea? Now, I'll make 3 statements. One of them is wrong. Tell me which one it is, and you double your bid. Now, if you miss, you forfeit the amount of your bid, but if you guess right, you have a chance to double and then maybe triple that money. Now, who'll start the bidding on that? Baby animals.
$1.
$1 from the Bronx.
$2.
$2 from the little lady from...
I'll bid $5.
$5 from Ohio.
$6.
$6 from New Orleans.
$10.
$10. Yes, sir. This is... Come right over, sir. This is Captain Albert Mah, M-A-H, of Prince Rupert, British Columbia, and the Pan American World Airways affiliate, China National Airways. There you go. Born up in Canada, huh, Captain?
Yes, sir.
And you're Chinese descent, aren't you?
Yes.
Chinese and Canadian?
Yes.
Which side is which?
Well, on both.
On both? Oh, both. I see. Tell me, Captain, and the Pan American Airways, you're the fellows that have been flying that CBI theater, haven't you?
Yes, I've been flying the Himalaya Mountain there, the hump, which is known over here. Made over 400 trips across there, close to 500.
Carrying ammunition and supplies? And
yes,
like
and dropping supplies to isolated Chinese troops and to the engineers building the Burma Road.
My goodness, that's dangerous enough to fly over once, and you've been over there over 4,000 times?
400.
400?
Right.
I mean, whenever you talk about that thing, I magnify it. It sounds like 4,000 times. Well, tell me, you must have had quite a few thrills there, Captain. What are some of the thrills? You got time to tell
me? Well, my biggest thrill was on the ground when I penetrated the Jap lines by foot to rescue my young sister from the Jap-occupied territory.
My goodness. Then got in your plane and went back over the hump again?
Yes.
Give me 5. Got to talk to you. You're fond of animals? Is that how you happen to pick this category, Captain?
Yes, I'm quite fond of animals.
Yeah, you heard what the mama duck said to the baby duck. You're a very naughty child. If your father was alive, he'd turn over in his gravy. But that's not your set of statements. Here they are, Captain. You bid yourself 10. You've got a chance to double it for 20 and possibly 30. Now, here we go. Watch yourself. One is wrong. Number one, a baby duck is a duckling. Number two, a baby frog is a frogling. Number three, a baby goose is a gosling. Now, one is wrong. Which is wrong? One, two, or three?
Well, a baby frog certainly isn't a gosling.
Did you say then number two is wrong?
Yes.
You were right for $20. Yes, indeed. Mr. Webster doesn't seem to have the word frogling in his dictionary at all, but if you can tell me either one of the two names by which a baby frog is known, you'll win a total of $30 or 3 times your bid. What would you say a baby frog is? What'd you say it was?
A baby frog?
Yeah.
Pollywaddle.
Pollywaddle for $30. Yes, sir. Now, here's a set of statements on letter writing. You all receive. Oh, he don't trust us, the captain. He's counting it right away. I'm sure it's all there, Captain, because the people that own these products are loaded. They got plenty of money. Now, look, you all probably receive a lot of letters and write a great many. So you should be familiar with the facts used in these statements. Now, who wants to take a chance on doubling or maybe tripling his money on letter writing?
$2.
$2 from the Bronx.
$4.
$4 from New Orleans.
I'll bid $6.
You'll bid $6 from Ohio, the sailor said.
$8.
$8 from the Bronx. $8 once. $8 twice.
$30.
Oh, no, you can't do that, old man. No, that's in the second round you can bid up to 20. This kid is still flying over that hump here. I don't know. Once for $8, twice for $8.
$10.
$10. Come over here. This is paratrooper Phil Waken, W-A-K-E-N, of New Orleans, Louisiana, and the United States. Tell me about New Orleans. Phil, I haven't been out in a long time.
Well, it used to be a gay town when they had the Mardi Gras. It's ration now.
Have you been back home since you come back?
No, I went to Baton Rouge when I came back.
I see the Purple Heart and a couple of bronze battle stars there. Where did you do your jumping? In any one particular sector, Phil?
Well, we went into Normandy.
Uh-huh.
About 5 o'clock in the morning.
Very recently, haven't you?
Oh, I hit New York on V-Day. Day.
Oh, you got back on V-Day? Well, it was quite a celebration for you, wasn't it?
No, we stayed on the boat all night.
Well, you couldn't have gotten up and down Broadway that day anyhow, so you
no,
probably
I
more comfortable. Tell me, what did you do in New Orleans before you went in service?
Well, I was in the refrigerator business.
Refrigerator?
Air conditioning.
Oh. You think you'll go back in that when it's all over?
Well, it's possible. Oh, they need it down there.
We may get this good news tonight, and you'll get back there sooner than you think.
I hope so.
I hope so, too, pal. Now, look, let's say you're writing a letter to your girlfriend. Now, since every letter must have a salutation, a signature, and a superscription, here's where you'd put these things. But remember, one is wrong. Number one, you'd put the salutation at the beginning of the letter. Number two, you'd put the signature at the end of the letter. Number three, you'd put the superscription in the postscript. Now, which statement would you say is wrong? One, two, or three?
You said you'd put the salutation at the beginning
at
of the letter.
Number two, you'd put the signature at the end. Number three, you'd put the superscription in the postscript. Which is wrong? One, two,
number three.
Number three is wrong. You're right for $20. That doubles the amount of your bid. Here's how you can trip it for 30. Tell me, what is the superscription in a letter? It's an essential part of any letter, but it does not go in the postscript. What is it?
I think that's that precedes the salutation in the letter, isn't it?
It precedes? What is the superscription?
Superscription is...
It does not go in the postscript, I'll give you that.
No, that's true.
Take your time now. You've got the $20. I can't take that back. You've got that hot or cold, but I want you to get 30 by telling me what is the...
What is the superscription?
What is the superscription in a letter?
Well, that's something extra. I mean, it isn't appended. It's just appended to the letter. It isn't a...
No, you got to give me a little better thing on that, Phil. What is the superscription in a letter?
Superscription.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that the date and the city you're writing from, your address?
The address is what I've been trying to get you to say for $30. Oh. You got it. Yes, it's the address. Right, you are. This one should be in the bag for someone because the subject is sex. Sex. I don't mean like the bags that I get. Sex. S-A-C-K-S. Specifically words which have the letter sack in them. Or words which are combined with the word sack, like sackcloth, cold sack, haversack, and so on. Now, who wants to bag a few extra dollars on this set? Let's have
$4.
$4 from the Bronx.
$5.
$5 from the little lady?
I'll bet $8.
You'll bet $8 the sailor. $8 you bid once. $8 you bid twice. Sold to the sailor signalman third class, Granville Pike of Orwell, Ohio, and the United States Navy. Look at that smile on that kid. Look at that. Show that audience that smile. Isn't that a pretty smile, huh? Hiya, fella. Tell me about Orwell, Ohio. Where is Orwell?
That's just outside of Cleveland.
Just outside of Cleveland, huh? What did you do in Orwell, or did you work in Cleveland before you went to
school? I was a student at Ohio State University when I was drafted.
I see. Well, I see you've seen some service, so, I mean, they must have known what they were doing when they took you. How big a town is Orwell? I don't think I've ever heard of that one.
Well, it's pretty small, just like I told you. It's the only place you can spread your legs apart and be standing over a whole city.
Have you been back to Orville since you've been back here?
Yes, I was just home on a leave now, the first time in 16 months.
Uh-huh. Was she glad to see you?
Yes, she was.
I bet she was glad to see that smile. I bet she can't wait till she sees it again.
So many of them now.
You're not one of those fellas that has a girl in every port.
Oh, no, sir.
You're the kind of guy to get port in every girl, aren't you? Well, there. Now, here we go. For $16 double, $24 triple. One is wrong. Tell me the number of it. Number one, a sad sack is a soldier who's a sorry sight and always out of luck. Number two, a knapsack is something that gives you round shoulders if it's too full. Number three, a doodle sack is the name of a trap used to catch doodle bugs. Now, correction, please. Which is wrong? One, two, or three?
Number three is
wrong. Number three is wrong. You're right for $16. I don't know what you'd call a trap to catch doodle bugs, if anybody wanted to catch them, but doodle sack means something else. And you can raise your winnings to $24 if you could just give me a hint as to what a doodle sack is. I'll tell you this much. It makes a certain kind of music. This is sort of tough. A doodle sack. Doodle sack.
That wouldn't be the bag on a bagpipe or something like that?
It says here that Ipan and Vitalis are going to pay you $24 because they think it is. Yes, sir. You got it right there.
Say, Jay, did you know that I used to play the bagpipes?
Oh, you did, Fred? How come?
Well, I'm a Scot, you know, and every Scot knows how to play them.
Well, then you're just the person to tell me something, Fred. Is it true what they say about the Scotch?
You mean that we're tight?
Well, yeah.
No, it isn't true, Flip. But we can throw money away just like the next person. Why, for 2 cents, I'd throw a penny away. Jay, maybe you better make with a joke.
Yeah, fair enough. If you make with the sense, huh?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if it's a brighter, more attractive smile you want, then try Ipana toothpaste and gum massage.
Nah, you're talking.
Well, Natch, Flip, because Ipana, when used with gum massage, is especially designed to help keep our gums firm and healthy. And it's firm gums, you know, that help make our teeth brighter, our smile more sparkling and attractive. So that's why so many doctors recommend this daily routine.
Brush your teeth regularly with Ipana toothpaste. And every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
Try that, friends, and then see how much healthier your gums, how much brighter your teeth, thanks to Ipana toothpaste and gum massage. And by the way, if your store is temporarily out of Ipana, remember that wartime shortages and the increased demand from the armed forces make it impossible for Bristol-Myers to keep every store supplied all the time. Just ask for Ipana again.
Now, back to correction, please, and a chance for you boys and girls to win some more money. Now, Jerry Sears and the boys in the orchestra are going to lend a hand on some musical statements. Now, if you're quick at identifying well-known songs, you're a cinch to double and maybe even triple your money on this. Who wants it? Musical statements.
$10.
Well, how do you do? This is Miss Dorothy Carroll of Chestertown, Maryland. How are you, Miss Carroll?
I'm fine, Mr. Flavin.
How does it feel to be surrounded by four handsome gentlemen?
Feels very nice, I can see.
Tell me about Chestertown. Where is Chestertown? Is that about equivalent to Orwell, Ohio, you suppose?
Oh, it has a couple of more people, I suppose.
What did you do in Chestertown, Maryland?
Oh, I lived there just for a little while. Then I came to New York.
And what are you doing in New York?
Well, I'm a hat checker on a Longchamp.
Oh, yeah. How's business?
Wonderful.
All right, now here, are you musically inclined? Is that how you happen to pick
yes,
out this category?
Right.
Well, here's, these three song titles should remind you of certain holidays or special days in the year. Now listen closely, I'll give you the wrong clue on one. Number one, this song title should remind you of the holiday when all the gals wear brand new hats. Number two, this song title should remind you of the holiday when the youngsters pop off firecrackers. Number three, this song title should remind you of the holiday when the family gathers around and eats turkey. Now, correction, please, about which song title do you think I gave you the wrong statement? Number one, number two, or number three?
Number two.
Number two is wrong. You're absolutely right.
Yes, indeed.
The boy should have played She's a Grand Old Flag or Yankee Doodle or something like that to remind you of the firecracker holiday, 4th of July. Now, you've doubled your bid. You've got 20. Here's how you can get 30. If you tell me with what special day in the year that second song is associated. Think of the title, and I'm sure you'll know the answer.
Well, St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day for $30. Yes, indeed. Go. Now, here's a set of statements on comic strip characters and their girlfriends. Now, I'm sure you recall you're all familiar with these characters, so who wants to bid the highest? Do I hear an opening bid?
$10.
Well, come over. The boys are really leaping on me now. This is Corporal Julius J. Ehrlich, E-H-R-L-I-C-H, of the Bronx, New York City, and the United States Army. How is everything up in the dear old Bronx there, Julius?
Just fine.
Family still up there?
Oh, yes.
Is there a Mrs. Ehrlich? I mean...
No. Still a single man.
Are you...
And happy.
And happy, oh, I see. Are you doing a little shopping, though, I mean?
Looking around.
I see. What's the number one's name?
Number one's name? Corporal Gertrude Hosley in the wax right now.
Oh, swell. Both in the same service,
That's
huh?
That's right.
Good for you. Do you like comic strip characters?
Yeah, not bad.
You read Dick Tracy?
Especially comic books.
You read Dick Tracy?
Yes, once in a while.
You know, I don't think it was the coffee that knocked out Dick Tracy.
What was it?
I think he was sitting next to B.O. Plenty and became breathless. I think that's the whole thing. But here, you bid yourself $10. You've got a chance to double it for $20 and triple it for $30. Remember, one of the statements is wrong. Just tell me the number of the one that you think is incorrect. Number one, Mandrake's girlfriend is named Narda. Number two, the Phantom's girlfriend is named Deanna. Number three, Dick Tracy's girlfriend is named Breathless. Correction, please. Which is wrong?
Three.
Number three is wrong for $20 worth. Yes, indeed. You've doubled your money. Now try to triple it for $30, Julius, and tell me who Breathless is, since she's not the Tracy's girlfriend. Who is Breathless?
Breathless. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, Breathless. Now, I don't mean for you to be Breathless. I mean, just who is Breathless? In the Dick Tracy strip, who is Breathless?
Oh, that's that girl that's running around with $50,000 right now in her home.
And that's not exactly chopped liver, is it?
No, I don't think...
Well, I can't give you that $50,000, but there's $30 because you're absolutely right. That's who Breathless is. Now, look, come on over here, everybody. I got an idea. Let's raise the ante and take off the $10 limit on the bidding. From now on, you can bid up to $20 if you've won that much tonight, and I'm very happy to say that all of you have. Now, the stakes are higher. The statements are tougher. We'll only have time for a few questions, so the faster we move along, the more you'll have a chance to get into the big money. But remember, if you miss, you forfeit the amount of your bid. Now, let's try this set on comparative sizes in terms of square miles, not population. Now, who wants to take a crack at this for a chance to double and triple his money? The chance of bidding, these are about countries I think you know. Comparative sizes.
$10.
$10. $20. Yes, ma'am. Here's our little lady from Chestertown, Maryland, who was such an expert musically. Let's see now if she knows about comparative sizes. Be careful now. On your toes. I can't give any help. You've got a chance to double for 40, triple for 60. Number one, Brazil is larger than the entire continental United States. Number two, Canada is larger than any other country in the Western Hemisphere. Number three, the Northern Hemisphere is larger than the Southern Hemisphere. Correction, please. One statement and only one is incorrect. Would you say it's one, two, or three?
I think it's number three.
Was that a guess?
No.
It's not a guess?
No.
You're positive it's number three?
Yeah.
You got yourself $40 because number three is wrong. You're right. Yes, it is. Now, I said the Northern Hemisphere is larger than the Southern Hemisphere. Now, that statement is incorrect. Now, it's worth $60 to you, or three times the amount of your original bid, if you can correct that statement. Think carefully now. There's a little catch to this.
Well, to make up a sphere, don't you need two hemispheres so they must be the same or something like that?
The North must be the same as the South.
Yeah.
This kid has really been to school. Give her $60. I don't want to argue with her at all. You're right. Now, today, August the 10th, is the birthday of Herbert Hoover, former president of the United States. So I have a set of statements here about him, which you shouldn't find too difficult. Who wants to try his luck this time on bidding the highest on Herbert Hoover?
$10.
$10 from the Bronx.
$15.
$15 from New York. $16.
$20
from Corporal Julius Ehrlich of the Bronx.
Let's go.
Is the little lady here from the wax?
Yeah.
Is she watching you?
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
No.
Don't get nervous.
Money.
Because you got a chance to get $40 and possibly $60. Here we go. Number one, Herbert Hoover is the only living ex-president of the United States. Number two, Herbert Hoover was never a vice president of the United States. Number three, Herbert Hoover is the only president who was born west of the Mississippi. Now, corrections, please. One statement is incorrect. Would you say it's number one, number two, or number three?
Number two.
I'm terribly sorry, old man. I'm terribly sorry. It was number three. Until President Harry Truman, who was born in Missouri, took the oath of office, Herbert Hoover was the only president, living or dead, who was born west of the Mississippi. His first state was Iowa. Thanks for trying, but better luck on the iPad and Vitalis bonus card. Now, if you remember your Indian tribes, you can win plenty of wampum on this next set of statements. Our subject is Indian tribes and where they're located. For instance, I might say Iroquois is the name of certain Indians found in New York State. Blackfoot is the name of certain Indians found in Montana. You see what I mean? Okay, let's have some smoke signals for the highest bid on Indians. Indian tribes. Who knows they're Indian?
$5.
$5 from Maryland.
$10.
$10 from New Orleans.
I'll bid 12.
You bid 12 from Ohio, the sailor. $12. $12.
I'll bid 15.
$15 from New Orleans.
$16
from my little friend, Captain Albert Marr, Prince Rupert, sir.
$18
from New Orleans. $18 from New Orleans once. $18 New Orleans twice. Sold the private first class Phil Wakin of the paratroopers and New Orleans. Don't take your money out yet. You don't know whether you're lost or not. Come over here. Now, look out. I'm going to try to catch you on this. This is a little tough. You bet 18. You got a chance to double it for 36 and triple it for 54. Number one, Cherokee is the name of certain Indians found in Oklahoma. Number two, Chickadee is the name of certain Indians found in Oklahoma. Number three, Chickasaw is the name of certain Indians found in Oklahoma. Now, correction, please. Which statement do you think is wrong? One, two, or three?
Number two.
Number two is wrong. You're right for $36. Now, Chickadee isn't the name of any Indian tribe at all, but the other two statements are true. You've doubled your money, now triple it for $54 by telling me just what the word Chickadee means.
Chickadee is a member of the bird family, I believe.
Would you say it was a small songbird?
Yes.
Would you say that?
Yes.
Would you say that?
That's right.
I would
yes,
say give that man $54. Yes, that's right. Now, this is a set of statements I call contemporaries, about famous people who lived at the same time. For instance, if I said Shakespeare and P.T. Barnum, the circus king, were contemporaries, you'd know that that was wrong because Barnum wasn't born for almost 200 years after Shakespeare. You see how it goes? Okay. Now, who wants to take a chance on bid the highest on contemporaries? Contemporaries.
$10.
$10 from the Bronx.
$15.
$15 from Ohio.
$16.
$16 from my little friend from Pittsburgh. $18 from the Bronx.
$20.
$20 from Orwell, Ohio. Come over here. This is Sigmund, third class from the Navy. Man who can stand on one side of Orwell with one foot and a man on the other side with the other foot. Look at that smile. That's killing me, that smile. Watch this, pal. This is a little tricky, but you got a chance to get 40 double 60 trips. Number one, the composers Beethoven and Bach were contemporaries. Number two, the Western characters Buffalo Bill and Jesse James were contemporaries. Number three, the ring champions John L. Sullivan and Gentleman Jim Corbett were contemporaries. Now, only one is wrong. Which is it, one, two, or three? Think now before you speak. Give it to you again. Number one, the composers Beethoven and Bach were contemporaries. Number two, the Western characters Buffalo Bill and Jesse James were contemporaries. Number three, the ring champions John L. Sullivan and Gentleman Jim Corbett were contemporaries. Which one is wrong? One, two, or three?
One.
One is wrong. You're right for $40. Wait a minute. Don't go away. Yes, sir. You just won yourself $40. Beethoven and Bach were not contemporaries. One of them died 20 years before the other was born. Now you can triple your bid and win a total of $60 if you tell me which was the older of the two at first try.
Beethoven was the older.
I'm terribly sorry, pal, but you got the 40. I can't take that back. But it was the other way around. Bach was born in 1685, making him 85 years older than Beethoven, who was born in 1770. Keep what you want on the double, and better luck on the bonus prize.
I'm sorry, Jay, but that's all the bidding. Time now to hear the bonus statement and award the big IPANA and Vitalis bonus prize of $100 in war bonds.
Okay, the subject for our bonus statements tonight is the Congressional Medal of Honor. Now, here are the three statements, but remember, one of them is incorrect. Number one, the Congressional Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Number two, the Congressional Medal of Honor is the oldest military decoration in the United States. Number three, the Congressional Medal of Honor rates a salute regardless of the rank of the wearer. Now, repeat those. Number one, the Congressional Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Number two, the Congressional Medal of Honor is the oldest military decoration in the United States. Number three, the Congressional Medal of Honor rates a salute regardless of the rank of the wearer. Well, there they are, friends. Think them over while our five contestants mark their cards. See if you know which one is wrong before the number of the incorrect statement and the names of the bonus winners are announced.
Say, Jay, do you mind if I interrupt for a second?
Why, no, not at all, Fred. What's up?
Oh, I just want to explain something.
Explain what?
Explain to those folks who have been asking for Vitalis and can't buy any. You know, there just isn't any Vitalis for civilians these days.
I'm going to hate myself in the morning for this. All right, Fred. Why isn't there any Vitalis for civilians?
Well, Flip, it's because wartime shortages make it impossible for Bristol-Myers to supply both the demand from civilians and the demand from servicemen. So naturally, all of the limited supply of Vitalis now being made is sent to the men in the service. But we sincerely hope that soon again, you'll be able to enjoy Vitalis and the famous 60-second workout that loosens a tight, dry scalp, stimulates circulation, and helps prevent excessive falling hair. Until that time, be patient, won't you? And be assured that as soon as it's possible, you will again be able to buy Vitalis, the famous hair preparation that's been the standby of so many for so long.
Caledonia, what makes your big hit so hard? I'm sorry to brush you up, Jerry, but the judges have the scorecards ready, and here's Fred Robbins with tonight's cash totals before I announce the bonus winners.
Okay, Flip. Well, friends, as you know, each contestant started out with $10 with the compliments of Ipana and Vitalis, including that 10 which they keep. Here's what they've won in cash. Captain Julius Ehrlich of the Bronx has $20. Our Captain Albert Ma of Prince Rupert, British Columbia of the Pan American Airways has $40. Granville Pike, Seaman Third Class of Orwell, Ohio, of the Navy, has $74. Private First Class Phil Waken of New Orleans, Louisiana, of the Paratroops, has $94. And up in first place, our little lady from Chestertown, Maryland, Miss Dorothy Carroll, $100.
And back to the bonus statements. Remember, I said, number one, the Congressional Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Number two, the Congressional Medal of Honor is the oldest military decoration in the United States. Number three, the Congressional Medal of Honor rates a salute regardless of the rank of the wearer. Well, the incorrect statement is number two. Although the Congressional Medal of Honor is the highest award in the United States, the Purple Heart is the oldest. It was created by George Washington in 1782, 80 years before the Congressional Medal of Honor was established. And it is true that the Congressional Medal of Honor rates a salute regardless of the rank of the wearer. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to salute it. And we have three who split the $100 bonus. Captain Julius Ehrlich, Private First Class Phil Waken, the paratrooper, and Miss Carroll is not going to get shut out anywhere because she splits the bond, too. The three of them split it. Yes, indeed. Well, that ends tonight's session of Correction, Please, ladies and gentlemen. Until next week, same time, this is J.C. Flippin saying, don't forget the two products that make our fried evenings together possible. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Vitalis for well-groomed hair. Ipana, Vitalis. And as for me, much pride.